Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muriyo mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Obulamu bugamba butya?
And how is your life?
Yongera mbulize ku mugandawo.
You can move on, greet your brethren.
Mwagadize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebyo ebiva eri Katonda Kitaffe.
Those which come from God the Father.
Omwana.
The Son.
N'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Yabo ategeeza mu Yokaana 3:16.
As it says in John chapter 16.
Onyole 12.
In the verse 12.
Bakole 15.
And to 15.
Kyomwoyo Omutukuvu ayitoola ku bya Yesu.
Will get from both of Jesus. For what's of Jesus is of the Father. And he will give us.
It
will not speak what he wants. That's why we get both from the one who was, who is, and the one who is going to be. Through the seven spirits of God. As Revelations 1:4 tells us.
Amanya
Nedobozi. And by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamune Musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
Nomusomi wa
Bible. And our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob.
Tubagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mulinya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We bless in this ministry.
Mulembo mpyo gwino okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
The new generation with the full knowledge of God.
Ati okwongera okulabikanga tukwongerayo n'okwanukula kwa Katonda eri ensi.
And to move on, get you on to God's answer unto the world.
Katonda nga yanukula ensi lwaki waliwo ebizibu bingi.
God answering the world why there are many problems.
Okuva omwaka 2020 gutandika.
From when the year 2020 began.
Era tukyagenda mu maaso.
And we still moving on.
Ne answer mu answers zonna.
With the answer within all the answers.
Answer enkuru.
The main answer.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga mukutandika twayanjula.
Because in the beginning we introduced.
The answers zino zirimu ebika bibiri.
That these answers are in two categories.
Tulina answer mu answers zonna.
We have the answer within all the answers.
Nti kubanga Katonda gulawo mbutongole okuyitibwa kwe kwazza subiza manga gonna.
That because God officially opens his worldwide promised call.
Okuli ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
Which is on the nation of Uganda.
Mu bire bya AD.
In the era of AD.
Ngabwe byali ku ggwanga lya Israel mu bire bya BC.
As it were on the nation of Israel in the BC.
Nga Katonda ayisa amawanga.
And God has his called nations.
Gakole naye mu mulimu gwe ogusembayo okusembazinga wensi.
That they work with him in his final work on this planet Earth.
Nga gusinzira mu Uganda ekkula lya Africa.
And it is basing in Uganda, part of Africa.
Irango mulimu ogwo.
And that work.
Ogusembayo okusembazinga wensi.
The final work on this planet Earth.
Ye revival n'okuddizibwa obujja.
It's the revival and the restoration.
Okukyasinzira okusembayo okusembazinga wensi.
The greatest and the last on this planet Earth.
Nga gusinzira mu Uganda ekkula lya Africa.
And it is basing in Uganda, part of Africa.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus much.
So tulabye answer yo.
Now we have seen that answer.
Kutoka ku kitundu ekyo mukaga kituliko.
To reaching the sixth part which we are on.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus much.
Yange kitundu kine ekyo mukaga.
In this sixth part.
Polekede akatundu kalidi.
We head on to the portion D.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus much.
Nga twagala okomekereza.
And we want to wind up the answer within all the answers. Then we go see the many answers.
In
the second phase of the answering of God. Unto the world where there are many problems. But since the year 2020 began. And those many answers. They are under the heading saying.
Obunnabbi bwa Katonda obuli mu byandiko ebitukuvu butuukiridde.
That the prophecy of God which are in the Holy Scriptures have come to pass.
Kiki ekiddako?
What is next?
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga tetunnabagenda eyo.
But before we go there.
Tukyagenda mu maaso n'okukomekkereza.
We still moving on to winding up.
Ekitundu eky'omukaaga.
The sixth part.
Ekyokwanukula kwa Katonda.
Of the answering of God.
Lwaki waliwo ebizibu bingi.
Why there are many problems.
Bukyanga omwaka 2020 gutandika.
Ever since the year 2020 began.
Era nga tukyabikula engeri ez'emirundi esatu.
And we still reveal the three ways.
Katonda zazabikulamu.
Through which God has come revealing.
Okuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna.
The call of the whole world.
Okusinzira ku Uganda.
Which bases on Uganda.
Kula lya Africa.
The pearl of Africa.
Era nga ayita amawanga gonna mu mulimu gwe ogusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi.
And he calls all nations in his final work on this planet Earth.
N'omulimu ogwo.
And that work.
Nga ye revival n'okuddizibwa obujja okukyasinzira okusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi.
The revival and restoration, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth.
Revival ey'enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The revival of the gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Obwakabaka obw'omu ggulu.
Kingdom of heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinzira ku musano ogw'ekigambo kye.
According to the light of his words.
Ogulaga oguli mu ndagaano empya n'enkadde.
Which is in the Old and the New Testament.
Okuleeta okumanya Katonda okujjudde n'ekitiibwa kye.
Bringing the full knowledge of God and his glory.
Bijjule ensi yonna.
That he filled the whole world.
Ng'amazzi ganjala ku nnyanja.
As the water spread on the sea.
Atukirize ekisuubizo kye kiri mu Isaiah sura ya 10:9.
Fulfills his promise in the Isaiah 11:9.
Tewali bakulumya newankubadde okuzikiriza ku lusozi lwa Mukama olutukuvu.
Heartens neither distractions on the holy mountains of God. For the earth will be filled knowledge of God. As the waters spread on the sea.
Now,
we first saw the two ways we finished them. Through which God revealed his final work on this planet earth.
The first
way he revealed that call, basing in the scriptures with the scriptures in the holy scriptures. When we began the Deuteronomy 32:21, that God promised to call another nation to serve him, to lead all nations in the whole world to serving God. And all those we looked to them with many scriptures. After we moved to the second way,
in
which God has revealed the call of the whole world, which is in the nation of Uganda. It is God's final work on this planet earth. And that work is the revival and the restoration, the greatest and the last on this planet earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, Now,
that second way, when he based in the history of the European explorers, and it bases in the Holy Scriptures, where they mostly indicated how they came look for the source of the River Nile, where rivers are divided, source of the River Nile at Jinja. And they said that right there is the origin of man. He based that to spread the whole world.
He
mostly explains the born again Christian faith. But the best in scriptures are like Isaiah 18:1-3, which shows the beginning of man.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we moved on to see the third way, which God has revealed the call of the whole world,
which
for the nation of Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And he passed through prophecy basing in the Holy Scriptures,
was
released from within Eddie, from within Uganda,
Uganda,
and outside Uganda. And when we first got the example of the many visions which came from outside the nation Uganda, the Austrian vision on the nation of Uganda, where they mostly indicated that God is here in Uganda. God is basing here in Uganda to do his final work on this planet earth. In revival, in restoration, the greatest and the last on this planet earth.
When
finished, we moved to see example of the many visions which came from within Uganda. We look to the vision of Apostle John Mulinde, the prophecy on Uganda, where God told him that is going to mightily power his spirit on the nation of Uganda. Then
he will
base there to spread the whole world. Then
he
will break every barrier which has been hindering his final work on the planet earth. The revival and restoration, the greatest and the last on this planet earth. Now when we finished, and we began to get of this latest vision,
okwayita mubulizi w'enjiri
the vision which passed through the evangelist
era omusumba
and the pastor
era nga nabbi
and the prophet
Benihin bwe yali wali e Ghana
when he was at Ghana
mu 2019
in 2019
n'afuna okwolesebwa
he got a vision
ng'agamba nti ndaba okwolesebwa
say I see a vision
era mbagamba ndaba okwolesebwa
I tell you I see a vision
okutambula kw'omwoyo omutukuvu mu maanyi
a mighty move of the Holy Spirit
okusinzira mu Uganda
basing in Uganda
n'agamba nti okuva mu 2019
and he said from 2019
ye myaka esatu mu maaso
it is 3 years ahead
kugamba nti by 2022
mu mwaka 2022
omwoyo omutukuvu ajja kuba atambula ne revival
the Holy Spirit
n'okudizibwa obujja
moving with revival and restoration
mu maanyi
in power
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus man
so naye nga ebyo nna
yet all those
byamugambi oluvannyuma lw'okwenenya okwaliwo
we are told him after his repentancy
nti yali yava ku njiri y'obwakabaka bona obutuukirivu
that he had left the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness
bwakabaka bw'omuggulu
in the kingdom of heaven
nebya magere bigobera ke biwebo obuwa
and the miracles which follow those freely given
naye nage na maso kudda kunjiri yebyenfuna byense
he moved on to go into prosperity gospel
pozi no kutundanga enjiri ne mikisa
to selling the gospel and the blessings
nebya magero
and the miracles
okuva nga agamanti yakikola okuva mwaka gwa 1999
says that he did that from 1999
mukutuka 2019 weyene nja je miaka 2 ejise
mabe 2019 when he repented 20 years back
so tuze tulaba okulisibwa kono
now we've come seeing this vision
iranga kwekwarambika okulisibwa ko mubulizi wenjiri Benihin ku Uganda
the vision of evangelist Benihin on Uganda
nokwenenyakwe
and his repentancy
yes yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus man
kwata andika part eyomukaga
which began the sixth part
yokuanukura kwa katonde eri ensi
of the answering of God to the world
wachi waliwe mitawana minji
why there are many troubles
kuchanga omwaka 2 gutandika
ever since there 2020 began
so tunyonyose binji okolesebwo ko
explained many things in that vision
era kankano twagala kwata part ya emanyiddwa ngaddi
and right now we want to go to the portion D
nyonyo ngatumaliriza okwolisa ngatumaliriza okunyonyola okwenenya kwombulizi wenjiri Benihin
as we finish explaining the repentance of evangelist Benihin
erako yategeze nsi yonante inokumanya
and when he told the whole world they has to know that
kubanga abadama mubuliza manyikidwa munsi yonna
he is a preacher and evangelist known in the whole world
asimbi abanji
he's planted many
era abadde chokulabirako ekinene chamanji
been a big example
eri abanji
unto the many
so mukisera kinene
in this time
ngatugenda okula paragraph ya finish mbayo
as we go see this our last
Benihin
of repentance of Benihin
again a simba nyo mutwe
it's going to plot a heading
ensonga yeyokwenenya
his reason of repentance
ensonga yokwenenya kwa Benihin
the reason of the repentance of Benihin
kubanga tayagala kugenda muguru agobebwe
because it does not want to go to heaven and it's just from there
yesonga lwachi yenenya
that is the reason why he repented
iranga tutegeza buli muntu ayagala okugenda muguru
we tell every person who wants to go to heaven
ulino kwenenya
you have to repent
odeyo kole katonda byayagala
you go back to what god wants
nibi ayagala bibi bikolebwa muguru
in that he wills is what is done in heaven
tuje tubikole ku sikuno
come do it on this world
yesu yebazibwe nyo
praise jesus
so paragraph ya semba yonge egamba bwete
that last paragraph last ended as it says this
do you know why
Omanyiru wachi
I do not want to go in heaven
sagala genda mugulu
and I be rebuked
elanze nenyezewe
I think it is time
ndo wazake kasera
we say like it is
tugambenga kutuchogerenga bwechiri
the gospel is not for sale
injili si yakutunda
and the blessings are not for sale
nemi kisa si yakutunda
and the miracles are not for sale
nebya magero si yakutunda
prosperities are not for sale
era ebitu ebyenkula akula tebisi byakutunda
yesu yebazibwe nyo
praise Jesus much
ensonga enkuru
the main reason
lwacho mbulizi wenjiri Benihin wensi yonna
why evangelist Benihin the worldwide evangelist
yenenya
repented
tayagala kutuka moguru
he does not want to reach in heaven
agobebwe
and he will be chased from there
ukusindikibwa mugeyena
to be cast in hell
nenyaje yomuliro
and the lake of fire
uru musango
for the case
ogwo butakora kwagala kwa katonda
of not doing the will of god
ngabe kukolebwa muguru
as it's done in heaven
kukolebwe kunsi
be done on earth
tutandise bwetu
we have begun like
bwetu batunyonyola ensonga yeyo kwenenya
when we explain his reason of repentance
kubanga tayagala atuke muguru
because he does not want to reach in heaven
agobebwe
and he will be chased
ne katonda bago ba muguru
but those whom god chased from heaven
obatugambe abaabadde bamuweereza
but those who have been serving him
naba abamukiriza
and those who believed him
ne batukuba okugobebwa obutagenda muguru
and they reached to be chased not to go to heaven.
Chivakuchi.
What caused that?
Chivakuchi.
What causes that?
ekiva ku nsonga ey'okuba ntitokoze ebyo katonda nga bw'abyagala
comes from you not doing things as God wants them.
Ng'omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda bwe guli
as the light of the word of God is.
Ebyo bye bikolebwa mu ggulu
those are things done in heaven.
Byagala bikolebwe mu nsi
that he wants to be done on earth.
Okusinziira mu Matayo essuula ey'omusanvu
according to Matthew chapter 7
n'olunyiriri luno olunyiriri olw'abiri mu olumu
verse 21
lutandika lutugamba bwe
luti it begins telling us like this.
Matayo essuula ey'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu olumu.
Matthew chapter 7 verse 21.
Buli muntu aŋŋamba nti mukama wange mukama wange si yaliyingira mu bwakabaka obw'omu ggulu.
Yesu yeebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Bw'oba otunudde Matayo essuula eno ey'omusanvu.
If you look to Matthew chapter 7.
Olunyiriri olw'abiri mu olumu.
Verses 21.
Lunyiriri bulungi lwaki omubulizi w'ensi yonna.
It explains well why the worldwide evangelists.
Omubulizi Benny Hinn.
Evangelist Benny Hinn.
Yenenya.
He repented.
Ngagama ntayagala atoke muguru.
And he says there's no one to reach in heaven.
Agobibwe.
He will be chased from there.
Mwango nunyino Matayo sulene eyomusanvu abiri mu lugamba.
For this verse Matthew 7:21 says.
Sibuli ayogera.
Not
nti mukama wange mukama wange.
Everyone who says Lord Lord.
Yalituka mu bwakabaka obw'omuguru.
Enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Obali yingira mu bwakabaka bw'omuguru.
Who will enter the kingdom of heaven?
Nedda.
No.
Sibuli akyogera ekyo.
Not everyone who says that.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Boda muko katono nyo olugawa weruti.
When you repeat it briefly it says this.
Matayo essuula ey'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu olumu.
Matthew chapter 7 verse 21.
Buli muntu aŋŋamba nti mukama wange mukama wange si yaliyingira mu bwakabaka obw'omuguru. Wabula akola kitanga ali mu ggulu byayagala.
Olidde ensonga weri.
Have you heard where the reason is?
Sibuli ayogera nti mukama wange Yesu.
Everyone who says Lord Jesus.
Mukama wange Yesu.
Lord Jesus.
Yali yingira mu bwakabaka obw'omuguru.
The one who will enter the kingdom of heaven.
Wabula oyo akola.
But the one who does.
Katonda byayagala.
The will of God.
Olidde ensonga weri.
Have you heard where the reason is?
Ekimu ku ebyo lwaki omubulizi w'enjiri omubulizi w'ensi yonna Benny Hinn.
Of those why the worldwide evangelist Benny Hinn.
Yagenda maso okwenenya.
Moved on to repent.
Kubanga yategeezanga yali avudde ku njiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'obutuukirivu.
Because he said he had departed from gospel of the kingdom of God
already.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Atandika okubuulira enjiri y'ebyenfuna by'enseene yabalalula.
Began to preach the prosperity gospel which made them run crazy.
Ekyo nno kiddayo wa.
That goes back where.
Kizeeyo ku lunyiri olumu Matayo essuula ey'omusanvu.
Going back to this
abiri murumu
721
sibuli agenda gwowulira mu nsi eno.
Not everyone you hear in this world.
Ntayogera nti Yesu mukama.
Speak Jesus is Lord.
Yesu Kristo mukama wa
Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yali ingira obwakabaka bw'omuguru.
Enter the kingdom of heaven.
Wabula.
But
oyo akola kitaffe byayagala ali mu ggulu.
One who does the will of the Father in heaven.
Kino ky'olina okumanya.
This is what you have to know.
Sino yayimba.
Not even one
Yesu.
Thinks that Jesus.
Sino yasinza ku Yesu.
Not even one who worships of Jesus.
Yayingirayo.
They enter there. No.
Wabula ayimba era asinza nga Katonda bw'ayagala.
But the one who sings and worships as the will of God is.
Ekigambo ekyo.
That word.
Nga tetunnaba kusukkako Matayo 7:21.
Before we go beyond Matthew 7:21.
Kwa tusooke tunyonyokeko katono ku lunyiriri olwo.
You want to briefly get a plain of that verse.
Okusinziira Matayo essuula ey'15.
According to Matthew chapter 15.
Kubanga yagamba.
Because he said.
Tetumussaako mwoyo.
We do not.
Tumwogerako ku mimwa.
Speak of him on our mouth.
Ne mubigambo byaffe.
Even in our
naye emitima gino.
But these hearts.
Tujimusizzaako.
We have not laid them on him.
Katusome tuwulire.
Let's read we hear.
Matayo essuula ey'15 n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Matthew chapter 15 verse 7.
Mwe bannanfuusi. Isaya teyawa obunnabbi bulungi ku mmwe ng'agamba nti olunya olw'omunaana abantu bano banzisaamu ekitiibwa kya ku mimwa naye omutima gwabwe gundi wala.
Yes.
Bw'oba onnyonnyoka bulungi Matayo essuula ey'omusanvu abiri mu lumu.
Get explain well Matthew 7:21.
Bw'agamba nti Sibuli ayogera nti mukama wange Yesu Kristo.
Not everyone who say Lord, Lord Jesus.
Yalingira obwakabaka bw'omu ggulu.
Will enter the kingdom of heaven.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The kingdom of God.
Wabula oyo akola kitanga ali mu ggulu by'ayagala.
But the one who does the will of the Father in heaven.
Ekyo.
That.
Kiri kinyonnyola Matayo bulungi 15:7.
Explained well by
Munana.
15 verse 7 and 8.
Ngagamba nti abantu bangi bannanfuusi.
Say many people are hypocrites.
Boogera ku mimwa gyabwe nti Yesu ye Mukama.
Speak on their mouth that Jesus is Lord.
Ne mu bigambo byabwe.
Even in their words.
Era nabbi Isaiah boogerako bulungi.
The prophet Isaiah prophesied well on them.
jabantu bano
that these people
bansembera ku mimwa gyabwe
draw near unto me with their mouths
bansamu ekitiibwa kya ku mbigambo
honor me with the words
niye mitima gyabwe gindi wala
but their hearts are far from me
kankubulire bo batosobola kunoonya bwakabaka bwa Katonda
let me tell you if you cannot seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness
bwakabaka bw'omuguru
in the kingdom of heaven
era bo batosobola kubulira
and if you cannot preach
bwakabaka bwa Katonda
the kingdom of God and the righteousness
bwakabaka bw'omuguru
in the kingdom of heaven
omutima gw'obeera ogutadde wala
you have put your heart far from God
kubanga Katonda
because God
yali muguru
is the one in heaven
era bo batosobola kubulira guru
if you cannot preach heaven
omutima gw'obeera ogutadde wala
then you put your heart far from him
bwobulira byenfuna byenseno
if you preach material gains of the
omutima gw'obeera munga gujjudde enseni nanga guli munsi
heart is within the world field of this world
kubanga omutima gw'omuntu era je gubeera
where the heart of someone is
nayike nyini jayino kubeera
them to that's where they are
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
so tuvola abantu agamba
now that's why you see he says
nti musinza kumimwa kugamba musinza kumimwa
you worship me on your lips you
ne muzisamu ne chitibwa
and you even honor me
mubigambo bimwogera nti yesu mukama
the words you speak that Jesus is Lord
nokwa tulobwa tuzinti yesu ye mukama nacho tichikutusa muguru
even to speak Jesus is Lord does not make you rich in heaven
wabule cho chikutandi so lugendo lweguru
that makes you begin the journey of heaven
irango ino kustandi ko kunonyo bwakabaka bwakatonda
you have to begin seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness
bwakabaka bw'omuguru
in the kingdom of heaven
singole mererwa
if you fail
chokwa tulobwa tuzinti yesu ye mukama
just confessing Jesus is Lord
nokugena ngo mwogera ko kubyalo ne muchibuga
move speak of him in village
yesu ye mukama
Jesus is Lord
natonna kola kuagala kwakatonda
and you've not done the will of God.
Ijigena kuyamba kutuka mbwaka baka bwakatonda.
Not going to help you reach the kingdom of God.
Tujagami Mathayo 7:2 mwemu.
What is Matthew 7:21?
Sibuli anjogera konti mukama wange mukama wange.
If one who say Lord Lord.
Yalingira bwaka baka bwomuguru.
Enter the kingdom of heaven.
Wabula inokunonya akoro kwagala kwa Katonda kitafu.
Have to seek to the will of God the Father.
Ere kwagala kwa Katonda kitafu.
The will of God the Father.
Kukore ibi bikorwa muguru.
To do things done in heaven.
Kukore kunsi.
We do them on this world.
Okubulire guru itegereke ne bikore bwayo.
Reach heaven that they understand and things done there
bije bikorebwe kunsi
they become to done on earth
so bota korecho
now if you don't do that even if you worship
newe fura ingide mu moyo
you claim you've entered in spirits
obori kubibyo
you are on your own
nebwo tendereza otya no leta buli bivuga
no matter how you praise bring every music instrument
kubanga boda yoko katono mu Mathayo 15
when you get back to briefly Matthew 15
odunyoro munana no ro mwenda
verses 8 and 9
ayogiranga agamba bwani
he speaks as he says like this
Mathayo sura ye 15 no lunyiriro ro munana
Matthew chapter 15 verse 8
Abantu bano banzisa mwe kitiwa kya kumimwa nayo mutima gwabwe gundi wala olinyolo omwenda naye bansinziza bwerere ngabayigiriza amateeka g'abantu ngabye byokukwata
bansinziza bwerere
they worship in vain
ngabayigiriza amateeka g'abantu
as they teach human commands
ngabye byokukwata
as things to be held
kakati eteeka lya Katonda
now the command of God
ya tugambe mba mutambula
he tells when he move
muliro bwakabaka bw'omuguru
busembedde kingdom of heaven is at hand
muwonye muzukizoru
he'll raise the dead
kakati eteeka lya abantu ligamba buli omwa bulire enjiri jawulira
human command say everyone preach the gospel you feel like
iraba balina enjiriza vesting
and others have their vesting gospels
simanya bala balina za deliverance
others have deliverance
balina za miracle
others have miracle
ngabwo manya ebitongole byo nabwe biri
as you know how all their things are
ebitongole ebye ebyenzikiriza
those organizations of the beliefs
nenga jukire kiragiro chakatunda chitugamba
but remember the command of God tells us
eri mundu atumidwa kutambula munsi munonga abulira byanfuna byanse
no person is sent in this world preach the material gains of this world
baburu okubulira bwaka bakabwo
but to preach the kingdom of heaven.
Kusina kumata isuliye 10.
According to Matthew chapter 10.
Onyoro musanvu
verse 7.
Noro munana
and 8.
Ayogeranga agamba bwati.
And he speaks saying like this.
Matthew isuliye 10 noro nyiriyo ro musanvu.
Matthew chapter 10 from verse 7.
Bwemubanga mutambula mubulirenga nga mugamba nti obwakabaka obw'omuguru bunatera okutuuka. Onyoro munana muwonyenga abalwadde muzukizenga abafu. Murongo senga bagenge mugobenga daimoni Mwawe wabuwa, namu muwenga buwa.
Yesu yebazibwe
nyo. Praise Amen. Jesus much.
Echiragiro chamukama wafu Yesu.
The command of the Lord Jesus.
Na tutumu nkuburi denjiri.
When sends us preach the gospel.
Yatuka mba mutambula, chimba mburi achiri achindu chimu.
Told us when you move, what you preach is one thing.
Wakabaka uo mugurubu sembidi.
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Chitegeza achi.
What does that mean?
Waka ndo wakabaka uo mugurubu sembidi.
When they say the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Baba wakami ntibuge na kufayo uje kunsi oba.
Are they meaning it's come to come from heaven, come on this world
or?
In time has come proclaimed to people what is done in heaven. What that verse means, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Because heaven will not come from heaven. Come rest on this world. But what will come from heaven?
Things
done in heaven, come on this world be done. Those two are to be explained. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What is that? Is it coming from heaven? Heavens to come rest on this world?
What?
And we were meant to move preaching what?
And
tell them the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's the only word.
That
he gave us a major headache. Inside it has things to explain. Because
he
said preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand. To say we bring things down in heaven. And we begin to do them on this world. And then we've gone near to each other.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much. That then we raise the dead.
To go where mizim,
we cast demons.
To we
heal all form of diseases.
To
and we move the lame.
Na
it is freely given
na
us. We too freely give.
Now,
evangelist Benny the worldwide evangelist. That's why he repeated, for he knew speaking Jesus on your mouth.
And
every day you speak his Lord does not make you enter the kingdom of heaven except you've done the will of God. And he repented for resorting to selling that prosperity gospel they preached, selling the blessings, miracles and the riches. Praise Jesus much.
So,
now the other verse, which is in Matthew 10 verse 7, it is the command of God. Because he's been rebuking us in the Matthew chapter 15, verse 7
unto 9.
Prophet Isaiah prophesied well on us. Unto those who still have remained to speak what they want. That the people speak of me on their mouth. Their words, they honor me in their words. But their hearts are very far from me. Because the commands of men, those are what they preach us to be held. Even worshiping. They worship me in vain. Because people are taken to Bible colleges,
Bible universities,
other organizations which teach, but they teach their own things which they want. Yet the command of the Lord Jesus we've heard in Matthew 10 in the verse 7. When you've moved, I have sent you for one thing. Preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That is the main heading we have.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But that word kingdom of heaven is at hand. Not to say heaven is going to come from where it is and it come rests to be on this world. For heaven is big. You know, I want to give you an example. They used to say that the Roman Empire, it spread, consumed the whole world.
Shisubira.
I don't expect Rome itself moved, went to occupy
Roma.
But the works, the working and the systems of the Romans. They
have
what spread the world. They say the Roman Empire has spread the whole world.
If you
say the kingdom of heaven has come here. They said all workings of heaven. They were nearly to enter the world. That's why he said we move pray for it. When he
pays
in Matthew chapter
6,
verse is 9 and 10, and he speaks saying like this. Let's use Luke chapter 11 and verse 2. And he says like this. Luke chapter 11, the verse 2.
Nabagamba nti bwe musabanga mugambenga nti kitaffe erinnya lyo litukuzibwe obwakabaka bwo bujje olunnya olwokusatu otuwenga buli lunaku emmere yaffe ey'olunaku
ensomera
mu luzungu.
Yes, read in English.
Luke chapter 11 verse 2.
Luka esula ya 10 n'emu olunnya olwokubiri.
Luke chapter 11 verse 2.
Luka esula ya 10 n'emu olunyiri lwa kubiri.
So he said to them.
Era n'abagamba nti.
When you pray.
We musabanga.
Say.
Mugambe.
Our Father in heaven.
Kitaffe ali mu ggulu.
Hallowed be your name.
Erinnya lyo litukuzibwe.
Your kingdom come.
Obwakabaka bwo bujje.
Your will be done.
By'oyagala bikolebwe.
On earth as it is in heaven.
Bikolebwe mu nsi ng'ebikolebwa mu ggulu. Yes.
Olunyi luno.
This verse.
Luka.
Luke chapter 11 verse 2. Mostly the portion saying, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. It's what begins to explain the other main heading that we read in Matthew 10 verse 7. That when you move, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's to say, what is done in heaven? About they have drawn near be done on this world.
They
begin to draw them on this world and they begin to be done here. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. People know the kingdom of this world where it ends. The kingdom of heaven moves to the third heaven. As it's spoken of in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 1 to 5. In moving beyond all the heavens to go above the heavens where we find the new heavens and the new earth. Those to go there, how will they appear? Those are what we are meant to move explaining. Now evangelist Ben Hinn repenting. He based on that desire to reach in heaven and God chase him from there. Began here Matthew 7:21. Everyone who said, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
But
the one who does the will of the Father. But what the will of the Father is, our Lord Jesus commanded us to do. Matthew 10, verse 7. When we move, go preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's to explain them things of heaven till they have been done on this world. And explained us in the prayer saying, as we've heard in Luke chapter 11, in the verse 2, that they will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Now the will of God, he wants things done in heaven, they be done on this earth.
When
man begins prepare to go on to heaven, for he is openly stalled.
Recall
that we read in the Amos chapter 3 verse
3.
It will be hard for them to go to heaven before they reconcile with it on this world. For two cannot move together except they have agreed. Let's read there, then you hear.
Amos esule yokusatu, noru nyiri yoru okusatu.
Amos chapter 3, verse 3.
Ababiri bayinza okutambulira awamu wabulanga batabaganye.
Ababiri bayinza okutambulira awamu.
Can two move together?
Wabulanga batabaganye.
Except they have agreed.
Kakati eguru tolimanyi.
Now you do not know heaven.
Nebikolebwa tobimanyi.
Even things done there you don't know them.
Tomanyi na heaven is zili meka.
You don't know even heavens how many they are.
Erambuli guru babeyo batia.
And in every heaven how they live there.
Tomanyi waguru weguru.
You do not know above the heavens.
Yesinga ni weguru ija nensi.
Where we find new heavens and new earth.
Wejo yagaru ukugena mubere ne Katonda.
That's where you want to go and be with God there.
We
go to find a way, make us succeed, reach there. He told us, if the move, preach kingdom of heaven is at hand. The meaning of those. Prove what's done in heaven.
It's
what is done on earth. And your preaching should preach the kingdom of God. It's righteousness. Righteousness if you're to go there. The kingdom of heaven. Something they did not do. Of those began on it. As the evangelist Benihin. He began on it. Yet by 1999. Departed from it till 2019 when he remembered it.
Yes, you
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
Jukira.
Remember. That word in Amos 3 verse
3.
That can two move together. Except they have agreed. We shall be able to move with heaven. And the holy angels in there. And the holy ones who moved ahead of us. The cherubim. The four living creatures. The 24 elders. God the Father. The
Word.
And the Holy Spirit. And we on the world, we do our own things. Others are in the last things of this world. That which was refused us. And he
said,
who lasts over the world and things in it. Becomes an enemy of God. Now know this.
That
we are on the world to reconcile with the one in heaven. That's what you have to know. And why we've been sent as ambassadors. We are ambassadors of God. For Christ Jesus. And we beseech you. You reconcile with God.
It's
not way you're going to reconcile with God. Except you've understood the kingdom of heaven which is drawn on this world. And you know things done in heaven. And you begin to do them on this world. Then you reconcile with him in your moving as you unclothe the body.
That
you can enter heaven when you're ready reconciled. It
is
to say you can move with him when you reconcile. Now
you
have a ministry reconcile the world with God. They have to tell the world things of heaven. And they begin to demon this world. And when we move nothing else we have to preach except to preach the kingdom of God. I will explain most when we begin to explain the next phases.
We
explain you how God has called the whole world. He's called it in his final work. What is that?
When we explain
the greatest revival and restoration of the gospel of the kingdom and
righteousness
in the kingdom of heaven is when I will explain one by one the kingdom of God, what is it? Righteousness, what is it? What is the kingdom of heaven? How do we preach it? Praise Jesus
much.
Now, evangelist Benihin, who is worldwide, remember, is the one they have been inquiring from, and up now they inquire from him. God to push him to repent. He wanted all you out in this world. Right from evangelists, say they are powerful. They repent for they have been preaching the prosperity gospel of this world. And they departed from the true gospel. Praise Jesus much. That's why they chased them from heaven. For they have not done the will of God. And they have hindered many. Even to reaching in heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kakati ministry eyogerwako mbakolisa ekyokubiri.
That ministry spoken of in 2 Corinthians.
Bakolisa ekyokubiri esule ne yokutano.
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
Tituweddwa obuweereza.
We've been given the ministry.
Obukutabaganya ensi ne Katonda.
Reconciling the world with God.
Tulinange lije tusobola kubatabaganya.
We have no way we can reconcile them.
Ukijakonga twabuli obaka bakabo omuguru busembede.
Except we preach kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Wekutegeza
nti. It's to meaning that.
Ebikolebwa muguru.
What is done in heaven have to be done on this world. And that we teach them to them. Praise Jesus much. When
you
read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he speaks as he says like this.
2
Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18.
Naye yonna biva eri Katonda yatabaganya naye yekka ku bwa Kristo natuwafu okuweereza okw'okutabaganya. Olunya olw'19 nti Katonda yali mu Kristo ng'atabaganya ensi naye yennyini, nga tababalira byonoono byabwe, era nga yakiteresa ffe ekigambo eky'okutabaganya.
Owulidde ekigambo ekyo.
You hear that word?
Teri muweereza yeepanka ku nsi kuno.
There is no minister who shows on this world that is a servant of God.
Okujjako ng'atabaganya ensi.
Except they reconcile the world. People in this world.
Ne Katonda.
With God.
Ate tulinange lijjo jja kubatabaganya.
No way you will reconcile them.
Baka ng'obuliro wakabaka bw'omuguru.
Until you preach the kingdom of heaven.
Busembede.
It's nearly that hard.
Okutegeeza abantu ebikolebwa mu guru.
To tell people things done in heaven. They will be done on earth.
Betegekere okuyitanga ne Katonda.
That they prepare to move with God.
Irabo wepangira kuweereza Katonda.
Do not say you serve God.
Natosipora kukulira kwakabaka bwa Katonda.
When you cannot preach the kingdom of God.
No butukire.
The righteousness.
Kwakabaka bw'omuguru.
In the kingdom of heaven.
You
have never served him.
Irache ekigambo ekyo kutabaganya ekyatu
wewe. The word of reconciliation which was given
us. Bible iyo nabweto bweyi.
The entire Bible is like that.
Tuulira nnyo nti waffe mu ggulu.
We hear much that our citizenship is in heaven.
Gamba Philippians 3:20 bwetu gamba.
Philippians 3:20 says.
Ti waffe mu ggulu.
That our home is in heaven.
Yaje tulindira omulokozi waffe okuva.
Await our savior to come from there.
Ne kibuzo kibuzibwa.
But the question is asked.
Tukola ki ku nsi ffe nga abaana?
Are we doing on the world we as children?
Ire waffe ba mu ggulu.
And if our home is heaven.
Tusabe sala.
And we pray a prayer.
Matayo mukaga mwenda.
Matthew 6 from verse 9.
Tutafali mu ggulu.
Father in heaven.
Ekibuzo kibuzibwa wakati.
The question is asked in the midst.
Baba na tukola ki ku nsi
ffe? We the children, what are we doing on the world?
Okujjako okutabagana naye.
Except to reconcile with him.
Nengeri yokutabagana.
And the way to reconcile.
Okukola byayagala nga ebikolebwa mu ggulu.
To do his will as it's done in heaven we do on earth.
Kubanga buli akola mu ggulu Katonda byatayagala.
Whoever does in heaven what God does not want.
We yagoba yo.
Is the one he chased from there.
Tumanyi yagoba Satan ne ba malaika be.
We know he chased Satan and his fallen angels.
Wakola byatayagala mu ggulu.
For doing things which God does not want in heaven.
Era nafe tumanyi nti ekitulemesa okuba mu ggulu.
We too know what hindered us be in heaven.
Netusokera kunsi.
And we first come on the world.
Kubanga twaite tugenda kola byayagala mu ggulu.
Because we were not going to do what he wants in heaven.
Na tusindika kunsi.
He pushed us on the world.
Tusobola okusoka okubiyigirayo.
That we can first learn them from here.
Obuli ya otwandi tukidde mu kibuga kya Katonda Yerusalemu ekyomu.
Would have reached the city of God Jerusalem of heaven.
Naye kubanga twaite tumanyi byayagala tukoleyo.
Because we did not know what he wants us to do there.
Yatusindika kunsi.
He pushed us on this world.
Tutabagane naye nga tukyali eno wala.
We reconcile with him while we are still far here.
Era naagamba ffe abazze okubuulira gye muli.
They say we have come preach your way.
Bwe tuba tutambula twabuulira obwakabaka bw'omuguru busembe.
When we move we preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Bwe kubannyonnyola ndi bannange.
It's to explain that brethren.
Ebikolebwa mu ggulu tebikyanonebwa bunonebwa eri mu ggulu.
What's done in heaven we no more go pick it from heaven.
Olabye bino bennyini bye tubategeeza.
But these are the very exact things we tell you.
Kubanga twamanya nti bw'otatabagana ne Katonda.
Because we knew if you do not reconcile with God.
Ogenda kugwa mu ggeye na tojja kutuuka mu ggulu.
Are going to fall in hell you will not reach in heaven.
Era lwolireetebwa nga zeeko kulaba kuggulu olira bakonga tukusalira omusa.
When you have been brought to see of heaven you will be brought to be judged there.
Busuliwe munyanja yo mulire nako zonna.
You will be cast the lake of fire forever.
Kale nchimanyi mumaliddwe bisera binji.
I know you've spent for many times.
Nika nkano
but this time
twasobodde okutegeera obusungu bwa Katonda.
We were able to understand the wrath of God.
Iranga nombulizi wenjiri Benihini bwe yategedde obusungu bwa Katonda.
If I explain here now we understood the wrath of God.
Kama bwe yatutuma okuze obujja.
Where God sent us to revive.
Injiri yo bwakabaka bano obutuke
gospel of the kingdom of God in the kingdom of heaven.
We
prayed prayers which touched the all nations of the world. And he rested it, bring coronavirus on it. That he can officially open up this his work.
But
if you go back brief 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 10. It says like this.
2
Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 10.
Kubanga fefe na chitu guanilo kulabi siwa Kristo wali salire misango. Buli muntu wa webebe ya kola momobili. Ngabwe ya kola, obabi runji, obabi, obabi vi. Ule kuminorumu. Kale, betuma nyenti sayamu kama wafi. Tusenda senda abantu. Letu labi siweri katonda.
Hii. Nti betuma nye kubanga tuchimanyi burunji.
Because we know it well.
Oyambulo mubiri guno gwo kunsi.
And clothe this body of the world.
Osibira mukomera lya Katonda yegeera.
Which in the prison of God which is hell.
Unakulwa musango ogenda kuletebwa.
On the day of judgment you will be brought.
Usalirwenga bwakola kunsi.
You will be judged as you did on things on the world.
Kati bwabata wakola bya muguru.
If you did not do things of heaven.
Owedde.
You are finished.
Nga wakola bya wana ebyo
kunsi. You did things of this world. They will judge you according to what
he
did. But if you get wise,
you
begin to do things of heaven, for when they will judge you, it's what he wants. Why they're going to judge these people
who
refuse to do things of heaven? And even some did not know them. But ignorance never makes you innocent. But the main of faith is on those sent on the world. To others and enlighten unto them. Praise Jesus much.
Now, we
know how the wrath of God will be.
We move
on to persuade you. And we look for you in the cities, in the villages. And we give time to explain what concerns the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus much. In the verse 12 he said, Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 12.
Tetwetendereza nate erimwe wabula okuba wamwe kyemunasinziirangako okwenyumirizanga ku lwaffe mulyoke mubenga n'ekyokubaddamu abenyumiriza mu maaso so si mu mutima olw'ekkumi n'essatu kuba obanga tulaluse tulaluse eri Katonda obanga twegendereza twegendereza erimwe olunya olw'ekkumi n'ennya kubanga okwagala kwa Kristo kutuwaliriza nga tulowooza bwetuti ngomu ya bafirira bonna bonna kye bava bafa olunya ole 15 naye yafirira bonna abalamu balemenga okubeera abalamu nate ku lwabwe bokka wabula ku bwoyo eyabafirira n'azuukira.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Asomole 15.
Let's read the verse 17.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri esula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri olwe 17.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
Omuntu yenna bw'aba mu Kristo kyava abeera ekitonde ekijja ebyedda nga biweddewo laba nga bifuuse bijja olunya olwe 18 naye byonna biva eri Katonda yatutabaganya naye yekka kubwa Kristo n'atuwa ffe okuweereza okw'okutabaganya.
Bw'otunuunyira 18.
If you look to verse 18.
Bakolisi kyokubiri sura ya kutaano.
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
18.
Verse 18.
Twakwasibwa ministry.
We were committed unto a ministry.
Munsi muno ffe abatumiddwa okuweereza.
We sent to minister.
Nga tuli baweereza ba Katonda.
And we are servants of God.
Ministry enkulu kutabaganya bantu ne Katonda.
Main ministry is to reconcile people with God. But you'll not be able to reconcile people except you brought to them the will of God that be done on this world as it is done in heaven. That's why the command sends us. Matthew 10 verse 7. If you go preach the kingdom of heaven, is at hand. It's to say that preach to people the things done in heaven, they will be done on this earth.
okubategeeza eggulu lyonna n'ebikolebwamu.
Explain them the entire heavens on what is done up there.
Basobola obikola ku nsi.
And they can do them on this world.
Matayo sura eri ey'omukaaga.
That's in Matthew chapter 6.
Onyolo omwenda paka olw'ekkumi
n'olumu. Verse 9 to 11.
Era bw'oba wakubategeeza.
If you're to tell them.
Kwe kubategeeza.
It's to tell them.
Matayo mukaaga asatu mu satu.
Matthew 6 verse 43.
Soke munoonye obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Bino bimwetaaga.
These you need.
Bijja kubongerwako era Katonda mwetegefu okubawonya.
Be added you and God is ready to heal you.
Ebyamagero mmere y'abaana.
Miracles are food to children.
Mumukole kyayagala ng'abaana ewaka.
You do what he wants as children home.
Mulabe ebyamagero nga byabuwabuwa.
You see miracles freely given.
Kati ministry eyo era buwega to na ministry ya Katonda kunsi.
If you say of a ministry of God on the world.
Ngatoli mukutabaganya abantu ne Katonda omara biseera.
Reconciling people with God, you are wasting your time.
Yobyo nabyo oliko oli kubibyo.
All those you own, you unto your own things.
Era jukira ante guru.
And remember that heaven.
Tolina ogenda kuyingirira.
No where you're going to enter in there.
Geena yokaye kulizi.
Only hell awaits for you.
Atusimoro 10 na mwendo oyongere okuulira.
Let's read verse 19, you move on to here.
Abakolinse chokubiri esule yoktano no runyiriri olwe 19.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 19.
Ndikatonda yali mu Kristo ngatabaganya sina yeye nyine. Natababalira byonono byawe. Eranga yakiteresa fe ekigambo ekyokutabaganya.
Yes.
Luli katonda yemukama fe Yesu Kristo.
Before God was in the Christ.
Atabagana nisi.
Reconciling with the world.
Nejukira.
Yet remember.
Katonda boyalinga atabagana nisi ngali mukama fe Yesu.
God was reconciling with the world while in the Lord Jesus.
Mukama fe Yesu yatambula bulira bwakabaka bwamu.
The Lord Jesus moved preaching the kingdom of heaven.
Bwechibanga kale gudabako Yesu gwesoko obuze.
You first ask
Katonda chitafe
God the Father
yali mukama wafu.
While he was yes. In the Lord Jesus
atabagana nesi
reconciling with the world.
Yatabagana atya nayo.
How did he reconcile with it?
Era Yesu tumulira nti atanulanga abuli obwakabaka bw'omuguru.
Yet Jesus that he began preaching the kingdom of heaven.
Chibwe chirimo mu Matayo
in Matthew 4:17.
Somatu ulire
you read we here
Matayo sura yokuna no runyiri yole 17.
Matthew chapter 4 verse 17.
Yesu na sokerawo okubulira. Matayo sura yokuna
Matthew chapter 4 verse 17.
Matayo sura yokuna no runyiri yole 17. Matayo sura yokuna no runyiri yole 17.
Matthew chapter 4 verse 17.
Yesu nasokerawo okubulira n'okugamba nti mwenenye kubanga obwakabaka obw'omuguru bunatera okutuuka.
Yes.
Nimo kama afa Yesu.
Even the Lord Jesus.
Mayintu ulide mbakolise chokubine sura ya kutano.
Now we've had 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
19.
Verse 19.
Ndikatonda chitafu yali mu Kristo Yesu.
God the Father was in the Christ Jesus.
Atabagana ne Yesu.
Reconciling with the world.
Neye chafuma nga mu Kristo katabagana Katonda aliyo katabagana ne Yesu.
Came from Christ God to reconcile with the world.
Matayo 4:17 itugambie.
4:17 say.
Yesu na atanulirawo.
Jesus began from there.
To mwenenye.
To preach say repent.
Bango bakabaka bo muguru busembe.
Kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Ebikola byo muguru.
Acts of things done in heaven.
Busembe de tugenda tandika bikolano kusi.
They have drawn near, we're going to begin do them on this world.
So okutabagana ne Katonda.
We begin reconcile with God.
Utuna tuko kugenda okubera naye.
When we shall reach God be with him.
Tulioke tuitenga naye ngati wali musango.
Shall move with him and there's no case against
us. Banga watali butokirivo
without holiness.
Wali aja kulaba Katonda.
No one will see God.
Bwolina engeri joyongedde okutegeera.
There is a way you've moved on to understand.
Bwotunulira abakolise chokubira esula yokutanyulwa 20.
Look to 2 Corinthians 5 verses 20.
Ayogeranga ategeeza bwati.
He speaks as he says like this.
Abakolise chokubira esula yokutano n'olunyiriri lwa 20.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20.
Kyetuva tubeera ababaka mu kifo kya Kristo.
Irinda ko katono.
Wait a little.
Kyovero obeera omubaka mu kifo kya Kristo.
That's why you are an ambassador for Christ's sake.
Hii. Yesu yali kunsa atabaganya na
chi. Jesus was on the world reconciling people with God.
Aha, ngaita mujiri wakabaka bwa Katonda.
Passing gospel of the kingdom of God.
Gwagamba okuba omubaka we.
You who say you are his ambassador, what are you doing?
You are
an ambassador of the one in heaven.
And
you are an ambassador of heaven.
Who
has to proclaim peace of heavens on this earth.
Now
we too get surprised of you.
How
dare you be captured by this earth where we came to be ambassadors on it. You begin to serve this world and things in it. American ambassador in Uganda begins to do things of Ugandan government and the commands of your home country where you came to represent be an ambassador. You left them. Now these are ones.
And
is the evangelist Benny Hinn.
Oh,
the worldwide is why he best to repent. He was once sent to be ambassador of heaven. Tell people on the world things in heaven.
His
brother began to tell them things on this world.
He
began to lust and desire them.
To
become the enemy of the one in heaven who is God.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So,
you first finish the verse
20.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse
20. Mutabaganene Katonda.
Yes.
That's why ambassadors for the sake of Christ. As you see, God was in the Christ reconciled with the world.
But
because we are ambassadors of Christ. Now God change is within us now. He reconciled with the world. We beseech you.
Mutabaganene Katonda.
Reconcile with God. I wonder God is in you. And he forgot heaven, he does not know it. And he speaks things of the world. Is that possible?
Benjamin.
Pastor Benjamin, is it possible? God is in these people, okay. He preaches the last desires of the world. This is a very big offense.
Wow.
How
dare you make God speak things of the world? Yet he is of heaven. And he waits you go to heaven. The God who is in you, you want to say does not know heaven, yet he dwells there. And he sent his spirit in you. And he even said, we were not given the spirit of this world, but we were given the spirit from heaven. To say the spirit in you, he forgot heaven, he preached things of the world.
When
people reconcile with God, how do we reconcile them? We go on villages, kneel down.
We beseech
you reconcile with God.
Preach
the kingdom of God
in
its righteousness. Come from believing his word. Defend the kingdom of heaven and the things done up there.
That
if you don't do that, indeed you fail
on heaven,
you will never see God.
Except
to judge you be cast in the lake of fire.
Don't
go on villages kneeling. We beseech you reconcile with God. It's not that. Ask
you
to reconcile with him. What did we do to him?
You
see that word. But as I move on to explain to you why we have to preach the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven,
is
not material gains of this world,
is
not to sell in this gospel,
is
not sell the miracles, neither the blessings.
Because
when they say go move, preach kingdom of heaven is at hand, the kingdom of heaven is the one which is in the word. It's what is drawn at and sneered. And they say we've been committed to the word of reconciliation.
All things
of heavens have been given and committed
unto
us. As the whole scriptures are. And they say it's at hand. As if they've told you. The word is no more in heaven.
We go into that.
We ask who will go bring it for us from heaven. Yet it's just near here.
For
when he first speaks in Deuteronomy, you first leave Romans. In Deuteronomy, he says,
do not
speak, who will go pick the word for us from heaven. Let's read in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11.
Kubanga ekiragiro kino kye nkulagira leero tekiyinze kukaluubirira so tekiri wala. Ole 12 tekiri mu ggulu n'okwogera n'oyogera nti ani anaatulinnyira mu ggulu akituleetere atukuwulize tulyoke tukukole. 13 so tekiri mitala w'ennyanja n'okwogera n'oyogera nti ani alituwungukira ennyanja akituleetere akituwulize tulyoke tukikole.
Yes,
tekiri wala.
It's not far.
Muguru kyasembera.
It came near.
Bible yennyonyola buli ekikolebwa mu ggulu.
Bible explains everything done in heaven.
Nennyonyola heaven zizonna.
Explains all the heavens.
Nebirimu.
In things within
it. Nebirimu.
How we can dwell there.
Nennyonyola waguru weggulu.
Explains above the heavens.
Nekutegeza neggulu ejja n'ensembi ebisiŋŋaanibwayo.
New heavens and the new earth from there.
Yonna nekubulira n'abagenda okubeera mbabeera batya.
Tells you those to be in there how they appear.
Tekiri wala.
It's not far.
Tubula bagamba wakabaka w'omuggulu busembi.
Say, tell them the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You reveal them things done in heaven. Reveal them into heaven.
But begin
preparing the world to reconcile. Now you, our brethren, you decided go preach things of the world. Yet you say you are ambassadors of heaven. The ambassadors of the one who is in heaven. And you say he sent his spirit and is in you.
Okutabagana n'ensi nga ate agigamba byakwegomba kwansi.
The world yet tells it things of desires of the world.
Musango munene okwogeza Katonda byatakugamba.
Big of face make God speak things he never told you.
Guruzi ekigambo kiri waleeyo.
Think the word is here.
Bubaga 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 busembedde. Bwasemberera okuyita mu kigambo.
Heaven is at hand, it drew near through the word.
Tunyonyola abantu.
We explain to people.
Heaven is ziri meka.
Heavens, how many are they?
Ere biki ebikolebwamu.
What are done it there. If you are to go to live, be there.
Yeah.
Yes.
The
heavens has passed away that which is today. Above the heavens. Where God began. What is there?
That there are
new heavens and the new earth. What is meant to be done there? How can we prepare ourselves to be there?
The
things of the world God just adds them to us. Yes. Now the drawing near of the kingdom of God.
Most
of it drew near through light of the world.
Enlightened
to us things done there.
And
we begin to them of the world. That calls all of them to repent in the whole world. Because the worldwide evangelist
Benjamin,
he repented over the same reasons. The reason why the entire world and nations God has put them on tension from when their 2020 began. Because the second coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's doing this revival.
Revive
gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness. The kingdom of heavens has its meant to be. In that word,
it
just say when you move, preach kingdom of heaven is at hand. He told us as you make them disciples. Teach them all which is in that word of the kingdom of heaven. All that I explained to you.
Did
just say you move, speak only that.
You know,
that alone they fail to speak that. You know, they fail to speak and proclaim the heading.
Will they
explain the subheadings and the subtopics within it? When he was going to heaven, he said in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18, 20, as he said like this. Matthew chapter 28 from verse
18.
He first told them more things.
I've
been given authority in the heaven and on this earth. Because I have authority in heaven. I want my rulership as it is in heaven. Even on earth, it appears like that.
Look,
you claim be his ambassador, what you do.
Kingdom of
heaven has not even eaten up a single piece of people.
Now,
what did you do? Why shouldn't he chase you? Authority in heaven and earth. Want all ways be alike in your kingdom.
It's
something you've understood. Look, he said, Colossians chapter 1, verses 19, unto 22, and he says like this. I want to explain you that verse, authority of Christ in heaven and earth. What does it mean? Colossians 1 from verse
19.
Now listen. This to have authority. Matthew 28 verse 18. Given authority in heaven and earth. Colossians 1 verse 19 and 20, and he said that when he was on the cross, he wanted within himself to reconcile things in heaven and both of this earth, and they become one and they do things alike. You first move on in Colossians, we hear. Colossians chapter 1, verses 20.
Namwe bwe mwali edda bannaggwanga era abalabe mu kulowooza kwammwe mu bikolwa ebibi naye kaakano yabatabaganyisa.
Yes,
naffe yagala kwegamba
which he wanted.
Eguru n'ebiri ku nsinga tuli kyekimu.
Heavens and things on earth, and we are in the same system.
Ngamuyambula wano omubiri gw'omusaayi.
When you unclothe here the body of blood.
Oba wawereddwa ogw'omuguru oyingira buyingizi.
We are already given the one of heaven.
N'enkola zaayo ngozimanyi.
All the workings of things in heaven, you know them.
Temwawukana kuba singa tiba malayika basula waffe.
You don't differ by this time angel to
have slept in the
house. They know
we come. Mumatwale ge gamu n'ebikolwa
byebimu. Same territory, the same things be done. Now you look to you servants.
Byemukoze.
What you have done.
These
people can be in whose heaven you've shepherd like that, and you preach
so
to them
things of the world.
You two look to how they are
clothing.
Look to how they look. Look how they speak. Look how they conduct themselves. How they will reach in heaven when they appear like that. Look, those are quarrelsome. They have rumor mongers. They are adulterers.
Those
who are covetous with the things of the world. With
they
are one in that your entire congregation. Expect the way they are. First, you, how you act, will you reach in heaven?
So atugambye Matayo sura ya 28.
Told us Matthew 28. Verse 18.
Ngayogera bwati.
And he speaks like this.
Matayo sura ya 28 n'olunyiriro lwe 18.
Matthew chapter 28 verse 18.
Yesu najja nayogera nabo n'agamba nti mpereddwa obuyinza bwonna mu ggulu ne ku nsi. Olunyiriro lwe 19. Kale mugende mufuule amawanga gonna abayigirizwa nga mubabatiza okuyingira mu linnya lya Kitaffe n'Omwana n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Yes.
Kakati labako kiri bwe kiti.
Now you see it's like this.
Olw'okubanga eri sub heading oba heading enkulu.
The main heading.
Mu buli bwakabaka bw'omuguru.
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yabaga mubayigirize bingi ebirala ebiri munda.
Told them, teach them many other things which are within that.
Bwekugamba nti obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
To say the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
The righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven.
Zi sub heading ezijja
munda. Those are the sub headings which are within it.
Era tuulira ebigambo obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Kumbe bomara okugamba obwakabaka bw'omuguru.
Yet after he said the kingdom of heaven.
Sabo edinge dako.
The next
obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'obutuukirivu.
The kingdom of God.
Obwakabaka bw'omuguru.
And the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Mubafura abayigirizwa.
Make them disciples.
Kubikwatagana sabu edding.
Concerning
edding jemba wade.
The heading I've given you.
Era mmamu tanulo okunonya.
When you begin to seek.
Soke munonya obwakabaka bwakatwa obutuukirivu.
Seek the kingdom of God and righteousness.
Tuyingire mu bwakabaka bw'omuguru.
We entered the kingdom of heaven.
Kakati sibya kukiriza no ekiriza lero ne bakubatiza.
Now it's not that you just believe today and you're baptized. It's not about that.
Oyigiriziddwa oinabyomanyi ebikolebwa mu ggulu. Omanyi zi heaven is.
You know heavens.
N'ebikolebwayo.
The things that.
Otandise okwetegeka ku nsi.
Have you begun to prepare on the world?
Yangu tukubatize.
You come, we baptize you.
Otandike okuyingira mu linnya lya Kitaffe.
Get enter the name of the Father.
Omwana n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
The Son and the Holy Spirit.
Okuyingira mu family ya Katonda.
It is to enter in the family of God.
Ukubatizibwa okuyingira mu nyiri akita fumano mu mtuku.
Baptized in the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Sikuliyingiramu.
It's not to enter in.
Sikuliyingiramu.
It's not to enter like that, physical. It's not physical.
Kuyingira mu family ya Katonda.
It is to enter the family of God.
Echikechi tuku.
Of the Holy Clan.
Eyaba bagenda okubera mu
ggulu. Those who are going to live in heaven.
Ngababera ne Katonda.
And they live with God.
Era Katonda wabali basangula buliziga.
And their God will wipe away every tear.
Busimanyi bwobitegeera mbu muyingira mu linnya lya Katonda.
I don't know how you understand you enter the name of God. How do you enter in it?
Obantu ina n'okubanyonyola bane bwe okuyingira mu linnya lya Katonda kitegeeza
ki? Enter the name of God, what does it mean?
Just ebigambo ebiri kunguru bwebityo.
Just the words which are on the surface like that.
Sebikwa katubomala okubanga otadde omutu omunene.
After you've put the main heading.
Ogwatu webwa.
That which was given
bakabaka bw'omuguru.
Preach the kingdom of heaven.
Sub heading.
The sub heading.
Eri Matayo mukaga satu musa.
In Matthew 6:33.
Bakabaka bwakano obutuukirivu.
The kingdom of God and righteousness.
Bakabaka bw'omuguru.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Sub topic.
The sub topic.
Mubafure bonna abayigirizwa.
Make them all disciples.
Kubikwatagana ensonga ezo waggulu.
Concerning those issues above.
Kubanga bwaba amaliriza.
For when he finishes.
Matayo sura ya 28:20. Ngagamba kati awone ebirala byonna ebigwa mu ndomo.
Said now all the rest with are within there.
Ebibala eby'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The roots of the kingdom of God.
You read.
Matayo sura ya 28 n'olunyiriri olwa 20.
Matthew chapter 28 verse 20.
Ngamuba yigiriza okukwata byonna byennabalagira. Byennabalagira mmwe. Era laba. Zendi wamu namwe enaku zonna okutusa emirembe gino lwegirigwawo
kutusa nkomerero
until the end.
Nanga mubayigirize byonna.
He said teach them all.
Kubanga omutwe kalemba wadde.
For the head I've given you.
Ndambulenga obwakabaka bw'omuguru mbabubulira.
Kingdom of heaven is what you preach.
Sabu heading jemba wadde.
Sabu heading I've given you.
Sukaba nonyo obwakabaka n'obutuukirivu.
First seek the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Subtopic.
The subtopic.
Mbafure bayigirizo.
Make them disciples.
Subtopic.
The subtopic.
Neegamba.
And it says.
Bayigirize nebyonna.
Teach them all.
Byonna.
All.
Byenabalagira byonna.
I commanded you. Right from the old covenant.
Byonna.
And then you teach them all.
Numubira ko chimu mugena mu America mugena mawanga
travel to nations.
Bara mufune mmodoka byonna byatuyigirize.
Is that all he commanded and taught us?
Now,
when he begins, as we last ended winding up,
it
speaks in Matthew 7, verse 21.
That
evangelist Benihin finished to be chased from heaven. For he had not done the will of God. He had not preached the will of God.
It's
to preach the kingdom of heaven, that it's at hand. To meaning
that
things done in heaven, let them be done on
earth.
To tell people and preach to them the entire
heavens,
things done there in their righteousness,
that
prepare to go live with God.
Then
they decided to preach this world to the people. And the lusts and the desires within it,
in
the gospel of material gains of the world. And they made them enemies of God. And them themselves first became that. That's why he spoke in Matthew 7:21 saying like this. Matthew chapter 7 verse 21.
Mukama wange. Si yali ingira mwakabako obo omuguru. Wabula akola kitanga ali muguru byayagala.
Agati ebyo no biulide.
Now all those who've heard them.
Sibuli ageno kuogera ku Yesu ku bimwaje.
Not everyone will speak of Jesus on their mouth.
Na musamwe kitiba mbigambo nga weyo geza yogesha.
Him in your words as you speak.
Mugogeno ingira mwakabako obo
omuguru. That it is you to enter the kingdom of heaven.
Chikafuwe ba.
That is never there.
But when
you did the will of the Father,
that's why
we're meant to preach you the kingdom of heaven.
And you know
the entire heavens how it is.
And you
know things done within
there. Begin
to do them on the earth as you prepare yourself.
Here is where
it has come. Troubles which are on the world today. From when the year 2020
began. God
put you into your rest because he's tired of you. God searched and fought for which way
can
top this prosperity gospel which has been prevailing onwards.
He said,
I put the entire world in quarantine and lockdowns.
These
who preach foolishness, I'll put them in quarantine and lockdowns. I will launch revival of gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. That's why you're all locked down all over the world. Going to lose you with a great revival. The gospel of the kingdom of God. And the righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven.
Matthew 7
verse
22. Banja abali ngamba kuruna kururinti mukama wafe. Mukama wafe. Tetuwa wango vuna bimulinyalio.
Did you not give prophecy? Was it by your power and strength? These we first saw them in those we explained. Concerning repentance of evangelist Benihin. When we started, it's an offense to the Holy Spirit to selling miracles, to selling blessings and things like those. That we discovered it. Matthew chapter 7 verse 22.
Banja abali ngamba kuruna kururinti mukama wafe. Tetuwa wango vuna bimulinyalio. Tetuwa govanga daimoni mulinyalio. Tetuwa kolanga vya magero vinji mulinyalio. Abili musatu. Nendi okamba atulira. Ntisiba manyanga kumwe. Muve wendi. Mwaba kolevi obu jemu.
Yes.
Kakati.
Now.
Ni wankubuli dengo vuna bimabu wade.
They told you they've given prophecy.
They
have cast demons.
They
have healed the sick in the name of Jesus.
But he said,
depart from me, you rebellious
people.
Yes, giving prophecy, we understood it. Zechariah 4:6. If it's a prophecy of God,
it's
not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God.
He's
the one who did those. When you cast demons, it wasn't by your power. The Matthew 12:28 says,
if
I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God is come. Those are of the Holy Spirit, not for you. You are rebellious yourself. Even though you've given prophecy, it's not been your work.
The
prophets never spoke what they wanted. They spoke what had come from God. As they were led by the Spirit of God.
It
means the Spirit brought those. The Spirit cast demons.
It is
the one who healed your work, preaching the kingdom of heaven. Did you do it?
No.
You are rebellious. Go from here. Is there something you've understood? Why evangelist Ben Hinn moved on to repent? Did not want to be chased from heaven. For not preaching the entire heavens and things done in there, help those on the world to do them reconcile with God.
Then
two can prepare go be and dwell in the entire heaven. Praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So,
now those are some of the answers.
Well,
those are what are in the answer. In all the answers. Praise
Amen.
Jesus. Now we want to tell you that our first phase, the answering of God to the world, why there are many problems from when there 2020 began. And we told you there are in two answers there. Two types of answers. We are finished to give you answer within all the answers. That what has brought all those troubles? Because God officially opens His worldwide promised call,
and
blessing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And
He's
called you in God's final work on this planet Earth, blessing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And that work, it's the revival and the restoration, the greatest and the last of the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven on this world. Facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. That answer, we have finished it.
Phase
we head on to see the second phase
of
the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since the year 2020 began. And those many answers, they are going to come under the heading saying that the prophecy of God, those in the Holy Scriptures, they have come to pass. What is next? May God bless you as you await in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen.